There's a very good reason why no future is good, and that is because the 20th century has dealt the 21st century such a bad hand that the 20th century expanded too fast, used too many resources, generated too many emissions, so that the 21st century has, in a way, to cope with a kind of narrowed range of possibilities. Each of those possibilities, each of those futures, has severe costs. Even the one that many people would sort of choose, which is a kind of small is beautiful, low carbon, sort of sustainable future, actually that would appear to be a much poorer kind of society. It would probably support nothing like the expected population that otherwise might develop, the 8 to 9 to 10 billion people that might develop, making different assumptions about birth rates and death rates and so on. So there's a real, real problem of all of those futures. To put it very crudely, there's no such thing as a free lunch, but the 20th century thought sort of thought that the 20th century was a free lunch, and when we're in the 21st century, we realise that there isn't.